You're listening to EPN, the E-Podcast Network.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who are having great success. Today we are speaking with Mr. Ron Samuelson, the CEO at Samuelson's Diamonds and Estate Buyers, diamond and estate jewelry experts, and appraisers. Mr. Samuelson, a pleasure to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Thanks so much for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
And our pleasure to have you with us. So for starters, talk about the service that you provide and what makes it unique and different than others in the market.
So we're jewelry, estate jewelry buyers and diamond retailers. We've been in business since 1922, and we have private offices in Chevy Chase, Maryland, which is in Washington, D.C. area, and our home base, which is in right outside of Baltimore, Maryland. My grandfather started our business. My father still works with me. And what we do that's a little bit different from your traditional jewelry store is that we are on the second floor of a Class A office building, and we are appointment only. So you come in, and it's more to me, we just actually moved into our new office in Baltimore 3 months ago. So it's more about the experience and the client experience of having the one-on-one opportunity to meet with either an estate buyer or to meet with one of our diamond experts and talk about what you'd like to buy from us. And we're about education and about transparency. And we really love our new spot. We have events up here, and we're having a lot of fun with it.
And of course, I'm always curious, what brought you into the jewelry business to begin with?
So, like I discussed before, my family's been in the jewelry business for many, many years, since 1922. We were a different sort of shop, and we've evolved with the times. So we didn't concentrate as much on diamonds, estate jewelry, high-end watches as we do right now. I went to Emory University. I graduated in 1994. And when I came here to work, I just kind of made it my own. But the jewelry buying and the estate part of the business has just been in my blood for almost 100 years now.
And I'd say that speaks volumes of the quality of service that one would get with it being within the family for all those years. What are the most valuable estate jewelry items? Get into some of those details.
So obviously, one of our main concentrations here is on diamonds. So the larger diamonds do bring the most money. And of course, estate jewelry also goes by what's rare and sought after. So signed pieces, meaning pieces from certain makers like Cartier, Tiffany, brands like that do bring big premiums. And watches like Rolex, Patek Philippe, Cartier watches also bring big premiums. The older the pieces, you know, all pieces have different hallmarks. Some are made have French hallmarks. Those are worth more money. So the rarity and the age of the piece and desirability definitely have a big impact. And for us, what we look for are the larger diamonds, because a lot of times what we'll do with a diamond, if it doesn't look perfect or if it's older, is we recut it into something different or something that looks better. We also repurpose a lot of jewelry here, and we look for rarity, and we look for kind of, we see into the future of the piece as to what we could do with it or what kind of path it could take to make it worth more money in today's market.
And that is some real interesting stuff there. Today we're joined by Mr. Ron Samuelson, CEO at Samuelson's Diamonds and Estate Buyers, Diamond and Estate Jewelry Experts and Appraisers here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, what are common misconceptions from the public on what they think the value of their jewelry is?
So the common misconceptions from the public is that they think that their jewelry is worth the retail price. And we like to explain to people that we can only buy their items for what they're available in the market. So there's a big difference between market price or wholesale pricing and what you may pay at a retail store. So what we like to do is lift the veil off of the jewelry industry, off of the gold market, tell people exactly what their items are worth, what their market value is, and go from there. So we just like to tell people that we like to explain gold. We like to explain diamonds as a commodity rather than something for retail. And the most misconception is that they can get the retail price from me. But once people understand the wholesale market, and once we, you know, explain in a transparent and educational way what their jewelry items are worth, they generally understand it. And if they're willing to sell their items, they do. But the most common misconception, of course, is that it's worth a lot more than what the market will bear.
Super information, most helpful in all regards per that question. Good stuff. Now, what's the most rewarding part of your job? What do you like the most about it?
Yeah, the most rewarding part of my job is twofold. The rewarding part comes first from my team. I love to see the members of my team doing well and having fun and getting the most out of their jobs and accomplishing all of our goals, sales goals, buying goals, and personal goals. And it's also very rewarding to help someone out when they want to move on from something that's either from a broken relationship or from a family that we like to give people fair prices. We love, if you look at our reviews, we love to have satisfied clients and people who are happy with the service that we provide them and the education we give them. And then, of course, on the retail side, we love seeing people get engaged and having special occasions and anniversaries and being happy in life. And we think that's what it's all about, is having fun and being happy and celebrating life's great moments. So we love that too.
Well, Mr. Samuelson, certainly it has been great to have had you, and really interesting information here per your industry. Is there anything else in conclusion that you would like to share, a final thought, even a tip, anything that you would like to share along the lines of our conversation today?
No, I think the advice, you know, in my industry is, you know, it's all about trust. It's all about going to somebody who's been around for a long time, getting the right education, doing your research, and we provide that, and we really strive to give our clients the best education and the best experience possible. So it is a great time of year for buying and for selling. So happy trading.
Yes, happy trading indeed. If folks wanted to get more information on your services, where could they find further details online?
So it's really easy. You just go to BaltimoreDiamonds.com. That's our website. We also have another website for our DC clients called Samuel Sons Buyers, but it seems that BaltimoreDiamonds.com is a little bit easier to remember, and they can check out our website. They can reach out to any of us. None of us, including the owners here, my father and I, we're always accessible, and we're always happy to talk to anyone. So BaltimoreDiamonds.com is the place to go.
Well, Mr. Samuelson, it certainly has been great to have had you. Continued success to you and the company for another 100 years, and thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
All right. Thanks a lot, Eric. Appreciate it. Have a great day.
And you as well. We have been speaking with Mr. Ron Samuelson, the CEO at Samuelson's Diamonds and Estate Buyers, Diamond and Estate Jewelry Experts and Appraisers. And for further details, simply visit BaltimoreDiamonds.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at enterprisepodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
This is the ePodcast Network.